Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Brian Spang. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans chapter 12, verse 14 through Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you should not commit adultery, you should not murder, you should not steal, you should not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know that the time that the hour has come for you to wake from your sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God has spoken to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Father God, we come in your presence thankful for your word, and we pray, Lord God, by the power of your Spirit, you would draw us closer to Jesus, transform us, make us more to the image. By your grace and by your mercy, make us more to the image of Jesus, our Savior. In his name we pray. So the Apostle Paul has moved from doctrine to this application, and quite a challenging application it is. So as you look through this, and those first verse there, right off the bat, I am convicted. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. And I realize that when I try to do any of this in my own strength, I completely falter and fail. So he in quick succession goes through a whole bunch of things here in which I would fall woefully short of doing, but for the grace of God. I need his strength even every day. And then he moves on to speaking about our interaction with government, and that government was put in place to give order to society. And we ought to give thanks that we live in a society in which there is order, and we have the privilege and the freedom to proclaim the good news that is found in and through Jesus Christ. And then finally, he kind of moves on to, well, we're speaking about all this, but what is the actual fulfillment of the law? And he says, owe no one anything in verse 8 of chapter 13, except to love each other. So I love what Luther does in the commandments, the explanation of the commandments in the small catechism, where he says, you have heard it said, you know, or basically, do not murder, and, you know, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, and spirit. We are to do that. But when he goes through these commandments, he says, you know, the fulfillment of the commandment is not just do not, like I haven't murdered somebody today or I haven't stolen anything today, but it is active, proactively caring for and loving our neighbor, whether it's their physical well-being, their possessions that they have, whatever it is, speaking well of them. The fulfillment of the commandment is love. And that's why I love what the Apostle Paul says here. He says that in verse 12, so then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from you, you can accomplish nothing. Apart from Christ, I fall woefully short. In and through Christ, he gives me the strength. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We need to be clothed with the armor of light, the armor of Christ, to live these things out. So it is in the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ that we can even think and to live this out. It's under his grace and mercy. So let us pray. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, he has done all this for us. Lord Jesus Christ, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds such as Timothy to guide and feed your flock. Make all pastors diligent to preach your holy word and administer your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to life eternal. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.